This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
Hello, my name is Alexandra Machado, and I am here with...
Zoila Machado.
And we're going to be conducting an interview about a couple of questions that me and my class had came up with about politics and your opinions on certain issues, and you can share any stories that you want to share. But before we start, are you comfortable with me donating this recording to an archive of undergraduate oral histories being created at Guttman Community College?
Yes, that's fine.
I'm going to record the interview and I'm going to share some parts with my class and have this oral history archived by Guttman Community College. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, so we are going to start the interview. So, do you consider yourself a political person? Why or why not?
I do not consider myself a political person because... besides going to vote and looking at the news in TV about what the government or the president or the vice president is doing, I don't do anything else in relation to politics.
Okay. What is your first significant political memory? And how did it impact you? Like the first thing that you remember, like growing up or anything that was recent that might have impacted you.
Here from this country or from another country, from the country I came from? Could it be from my country?
You can share anything.
Well, there was, I came to the United States because of a political reason. There was a civil war in El Salvador and that's why I left. Okay. So I think that's the thing that has the most... that has impacted my life the most.
Okay. Do you feel connected to any political figure and why?
I do not feel connected to any political figure.
Why don't you feel connected?
Because like I said before, I do not follow politics that to the extreme that I will feel connected to somebody.
Okay.
In politics.
So this question, you kind of already answered, but maybe you can elaborate. How did different political decisions impact your life growing up? So you said that you came here because there was a civil war in your country. So
yes.
What was going on?
Well, there was a civil war,
mm-hmm.
and lots of people were dying. At the time that my parents decided to bring me to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Innocent people were dying. It was two sides, the government and the other side, the right and the left-hand side, as they call it. And they were killing each other. Each party thought that they were the ones that should be allowed to control the country.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened.
Okay. What age did you come here, Mom?
15.
15. And what was different about, like, what is different about politics today than when you were younger? Like, if you can remember anything.
Yes, today. Like I said, back there, people were killing each other. There was a civil war going on.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, there is no civil war going on. But there is still crime going on. And some people compare that, you know, all these gangs that we have in my country, they are trying to control the country. And they compare that to what was happening back then in the year that I left the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit similar. But now, at this time, we have a new president, and the president is helping the country a lot, trying to control all those gangs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different now. I will say, even though the crime is still happening, but the new president is trying to control those gangs. Mm-hmm.
What about like here, like in America, uh-huh. like when you came, mm-hmm. were things different, like in America than like they are today?
Well, yes, right now we have a new president. Back then when I came, of course, there was another president in charge.
Do you remember what president that was?
It was President... he gave the amnesty to all the immigrants, and he gave them green cards. Mm-hmm. Everybody became legal with him. Ronald Reagan. Yeah, he was the president. And I think he was the one that gave green cards to a lot of immigrants. Mm-hmm. So he was helping the immigrants. And right now, you know, President
Trump
is not helping the immigrants too much, in my belief. But so that's different.
Okay.
Maybe I can say like that.
Mm-hmm.
And yes.
Okay. And what do you think about the current political moment right now in the United States?
Well, right now it's bad for the immigrants, especially for the people who don't have papers. It's very bad. Right now, you know, soon they're saying the president is going to send people to knock on everybody's door. All those people that have that don't have papers, they're going to be affected. And probably everybody's going to get affected. It's going to be affected if they remove all these people mm-hmm. by force. If they, you know, lots of people. The economy, I believe, is going to be affected
mm-hmm.
if this happens.
How do you watch, read, or learn about politics?
Through the TV,
Facebook.
Watching TV, Facebook, through the phone. You know, if something happens, I get an alert, or this happened in the government, this, mm-hmm. you know, and I get alerts in my phone. So I will say through the TV and through the phone. I don't read too many newspapers.
Okay. What do you think the role of money should be in politics? So you know how a lot of people like who are running for office, they get funded, and mm-hmm. some corporations like they fund like too much money. Like, how do you feel about how money works?
Well, money plays an important part in who the president is going to be,
mm-hmm.
because if the big companies want somebody in the presidency, for example, that is going to go along with their business, whatever business they have,
mm-hmm.
is going to approve laws that will protect them, that will not, for example, make them pay a lot of taxes. So these big companies, since they have the money, they're going to give it to all these candidates. And for them to be protected by them if they become presidents. What I would like for money to be used for is for other things. Not, you know, I think all these candidates, they have to win by the people's decision, not by these huge companies that they give them, you know, all these funds.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, money should be used for other purposes than just funding a president, you know, a candidate,
mm-hmm.
how do you say, elections, campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. What, if anything, would you say is working about our system of government? Like, even though there's a lot of negative, what do you think is one of the things that is actually working, if you think something is working? If you don't think anything is working, then you can say that you don't think anything is working.
Well, I would say the economy is not that bad. People are working more. Because, like, for example, immigrants, they are working more because they are preparing themselves if anything happens to them, you know. I work in a college, and we have less students now because we think the students now are working. So the economy, I will say, is a little bit better, but maybe it would be temporarily because we don't know what's going to happen to all those people.
Mm-hmm. Are you following the lead up to the 2020 election?
I'm not following yet.
Okay.
I have seen some debates on TV. But if you ask me names, I'm not sure of the names right now. Maybe later on I will, you know.
Do you think it's important to participate in the elections? Why or why not?
I mean, I think it's very important to vote if you can. You know, some people say, oh, I'm a citizen, but I don't think my vote counts. And I think that's not true. Everybody's votes count. I think that's the most important thing. Like you tell me if I'm involved in this, my only involvement is through that. Okay. But I think it's important. I do my duty.
So do you plan to vote next year?
Yes, I plan to vote every time I have to do.
Okay. Do you think formerly incarcerated people, so people who are put in jail, should be allowed to vote, and why? And also, do you think that non-citizens should be allowed to vote?
I think that is a hard question about the people in jails, because those people are in jail because they committed a crime. But I think everybody should be allowed to vote. I think everybody should count, even they are in jails, even the people that are not citizens, because we all live in this country. So, yes, I think everybody should vote.
Do you share similar political views with your family or your friends?
Yes, I can say yes, because when we talk, you know, most of my family and the people and my friends, we have almost the similar style of life, you know. We travel sometimes, we go out sometimes, we own houses, lots of us.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about politics, we kind of agree in our views. I mean, sometimes there is this person that doesn't agree with us, but that's normal, you know. Not everybody can agree on certain things, but overall, I think we all share the same opinions about politics.
How has the Trump election impacted your relationship with politics? Like, how has this changed your feelings about the way that the government works?
Well, it changed some of my views. It did not change my views, but it kind of, like, I was so surprised when Trump was elected that I think a lot of people many of my family, my friends, many of us could not believe that he was elected president. So maybe sometimes we are sure of things, of a certain things, and then, you know, something like that happens and we are like, what happened? Was it, we even thought maybe it was an illegal election, it wasn't legal, but at the end they showed that it was legal. So it shows also that in the United States, we didn't think that many people were gonna vote for Trump. We thought the majority was not gonna vote for Trump, mm-hmm. but it happened. It shows, I don't know, that he has lots of followers, and we thought he didn't.
Why do you think he has lots of followers?
Why he has, I don't know. We talk about the importance of money in politics and in the elections. Maybe, I don't know, maybe he controls, I don't know, maybe he uses his money, you know, I don't know, I cannot explain why a normal person that lives in the United States can be a Trump follower. Mm-hmm. I cannot understand. Maybe, like we talk about the money, you know, the big companies, the millionaire mm-hmm. companies, you know, they follow him because then, even though they're the millionaires, they're gonna pay less taxes than us, the median or the poor people. So the big companies, yeah, it makes sense that they're gonna follow him because he will help them with legislation, with laws, mm-hmm. For them to have their business running.
What has the Trump administration done better and worse than the Obama administration?
Well, Trump is the president of the United States, but the way he talks, the way he treats some people, I think he has, he's not a serious president, you know. Mm-hmm. When we talk to people from other countries, like just to name a country, Canada people, they all make fun of us mm-hmm. because of the type of president that we have. And I think that's one of the differences between him and Obama. Obama was a very serious person, and he treated people with respect. And Trump does not treat many people with respect. Good things that Obama did, the Obamacare was a good example. I know some people that use that program and they have insurance.
Trump wanted to take it away,
but Obamacare, I think, is still working. Mm-hmm. That program for the students. Like junior, he's
The
DACA program. Okay, Obama supported the program a lot, and even though still the program is, Trump doesn't want that program, and I think that's a very important program because some of these kids came to the United States very young. Some of these kids don't even speak other languages besides English, mm-hmm. and so they consider this their house, but Trump, you know, wants to take that away. Mm-hmm. He want most of the things that Trump has done is like against immigrants. I mean, Obama, they said he sent many people, many immigrants back to their country, but he did not treat them with disrespect as mm-hmm. as Trump is doing with the kids. Now, you know, he has all these kids in these
camps
that look like jails. So, you
know. Why do you think Trump hates immigrants so much?
I don't know why, because his wife is an immigrant. I think Trump was, I don't know if he was an immigrant.
I know his wife
But his
was.
Wife was. Maybe he's afraid that we immigrants are going to be a majority. And, you know, maybe he doesn't want that. Maybe he wants to keep us as a minority all the time. Because I don't think immigrants... I mean, there are some, you know, and I agree with Trump when he's trying to, you know, control the gangs and, you know, the immigrant gangs and all of that. I mean, I agree with that. But I don't know why he doesn't like immigrants that much. I don't know. Cannot.
Okay. Outside of voting, what political actions have you participated in? If you haven't participated in this sort of action, what would it take for you to participate in some sort of action?
I mean, besides voting, remember I work at a community college, and we take our classes to the, how do you call those things? When we ask the government for more free classes, more English classes, we go to
like
Wall Street. Yeah, we go to Albany and we protest. It's like a
mm-hmm.
some kind of protest. And we take our students, and I think that's one way of getting involved in political things.
If you could be president for a day, what would you propose?
The free education. That's one thing.
Okay.
You know, I will propose that because I think for every country, education should be free. That's one thing that I will propose. Free education and free insurance. I think
health insurance,
I think if a country has those things, you know, free education and free insurance, the country will be a good country to live in.
But do you think education should be free to all? Like, what about the people who are like millionaires? Do you think they should pay for their kids' educations or for their own education?
No, I think education should be free for everybody. Because, not because they are millionaires, maybe sometimes those kids, they don't want to go to school,
mm-hmm.
you know. I think education should be free for everybody. Or, at least I will say an associate degree, a bachelor degree, and a master degree. That should be free. If you want to be a doctor, if you want to do a doctor, maybe from their own. There should be some expenses. But.
Okay. Well, that is the end of our interview.
Oh.
Is there anything that I should have asked but didn't ask?
No, I think
no.
You asked plenty of questions.
Okay.
And I hope I did well.
You did perfectly fine. But I forgot to ask this in the beginning. Do you mind taking a picture for the archive?
I don't mind. If you need to take it.
Okay. Okay, that concludes our interview session.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.